Booker.
With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Henin, and this is the program we call What's on Your Mind. What do you want for Christmas? It's a week from today, for crying out loud. I can't believe it's a week from today. I'm about blown away by that, but it's 1 week from today. So that's our first question. What do you want for Christmas? And since we call this program What's on Your Mind, I'm not even going to tell you what I want for Christmas. Steve probably is, because he's like a kid in a candy store with a Sears Roebuck catalog, aren't you?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Like with a highlighter going through it saying, I'd take one of those, give me...
I used to do that, though.
Let's see, rifle or shotgun?
When I was little, my two favorites were the Sears catalog and Home of Economy. Remember the TV show, the Christmas toy show they'd do on TV?
Yeah.
Out of Grand Forks, the Home of Economy.
They did a TV show? I don't remember that.
Yeah, they did a TV show. It was awesome.
Did you say they had a catalog, though?
Yeah, they had a catalog, too.
I forgot they did.
But they did the, I think it must have been like a one night a week for like a month leading up to Christmas. They would have kids in the studio out at Home of Economy with all the toy shop, because Home of Economy was the big toy store. That was the spot.
Home of Economy is the big everything store. Home of Economy is a great store, and that's their last free plug, by the way. But I tell you, I love that show. Do they still have a toys? And so I don't get the show in the catalog. It was a show where you watched the different toys they had.
Well yeah, they had. You'd go and sit on Santa's lap, and they had a train that went around, and they filmed it. It was a half hour program.
Jean Kiesaw, do you remember that name?
Yep.
She was the founder of Home of Economy. I believe the family is still running the company, but Jean, rest her soul, is gone, and probably was her idea.
Yeah, very good friends of my grandparents.
Now, Wade is the person that runs it now, right?
Yep.
And would Wade be her grandson?
Yeah, I believe he's the grandson.
Is he? Okay, I can't remember. But anyway, we should have him on sometime, see if he remembers talking about that. And then maybe
he still did the TV. That was one of my fond memories of my childhood.
And that'll truly be the last free plug, because, you know, we have to pay the bills, right?
Right.
Anyway, folks, we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If it's lower property taxes, you can ask State Senator Dwight Cook, Chairman of the Senate Finance and Taxation Committee, and State Rep Mike Nathy of the Interim Taxation Committee. They'll be here, and you can ask, is it enough? Have they sent back enough? They'll be here at the bottom of the hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall in the 10 o'clock hour as well. And in the meantime, and all during those guests, we want to know what's on your mind. What do you want for Christmas? Tom and Bismarck, you're first to go. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, good topic. There's a couple of things. How about world peace?
World peace?
Standard.
How about politicians that when they pass a law, it's good for them as well as good for everyone else, such as in the drinking and driving law that was passed. And how about some news reporters, whether it be and especially the television main news reporters, but news reporters that report the truth and speak the truth. And most of all, probably more honest people in the world amongst the common people out here. Thank you. Have a good day.
Tom's got quite a list there. I'm at world peace, and I'm at politicians who have to live under the laws that they pass.
I like the truth one.
Todd Mitchell's here, the radio god of K-Fire 550. Can you answer that question?
I wanted world peace, too, but he already stole that.
Tom Soldiers?
Huh.
Isn't that sort of like a...
Isn't that what we all want, though?
But, I mean, that's sort of... it's a joke, isn't it? I mean, not a joke that we'd want world peace.
It isn't, it isn't, but I think in pageants it's probably a joke.
No, I'm saying when people answer that, it's kind of like a, you know, go away.
Thank you for that visual of Todd Mitchell in a bikini.
Oh.
How'd you get that? I didn't get a bikini out of a pageant.
Well, now we know why Steve watches those pageants.
Well, there's not a... Todd wasn't the one being asked that
Actually,
question.
No, I don't. I didn't even watch the Victoria's Secret thing last week.
How bold of you.
I know.
That's really amazing. So you do, other than world peace, which I, by the way, I'm all for. Don't think I'm some, you know, warmonger here, but I just think it's, you know, I thought he was joking with us. Maybe it was serious.
Everybody that gets onto that healthcare website that needs to get healthcare gets it by the time they need it before they get fined for not having it. That would be helpful.
Well, there we go.
That's a good one. And also, you know, you spent a good part of your year dealing with healthcare issues of a beloved lost soul. So,
yeah, I found somebody else to throw a ring on that didn't say no. So how about that?
Todd got his Christmas present early. He's engaged. Isn't that something? Why are you shaking your head, Bach?
Do you have any idea how many times he's been engaged and yet he's never
I'm just feeling her pain.
Can you believe this?
Do you feel the love in here? Wow.
We need to give Steve some more love. It's Christmas.
I know.
I want love.
Is something you can pour into that bottle he's drinking out of?
I want the K-Fire studio to be filled with love. That's my... I don't know if you can put a present.
Well, as long as he's in here.
Ribbon around that.
That's not going to happen.
All right, Bob in Jamestown, save us. What do you want for Christmas? Bob in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, good morning, guys. I don't want anything for Christmas, I guess. At my age, I got everything I need. I just wanted to say, I wanted to talk about a couple things. I remember the home economy thing, and I also remember the Jack Sand on a competitor station of yours. Used to do the Temple's Toy Store thing out of Fargo. The Temple Store was over in the Brookdale Mall in Moorhead, and Temple Stores were owned by the Gamble Corporation, and I actually worked for them when I first graduated from college, and they were big on toys, too. But anyway, property tax. I don't know what we're going to do. We got all this extra money. We're putting all the money in that fund that us voters voted in. There's billions in there that we'll never see in our lifetime for any of us three guys to ever get a penny out of it, but not that the government owes us anything, right? As conservatives, but my point is living here in Jamestown, when we have the legislature on the last day pass a 40% property tax reduction, it's not going to do me any good living here, because all they've done, I think we had this a few years ago too, they raised our property tax values. So the city still collected the same amount from each one of us, and they're going to do pretty much the same thing this time. I heard we might get 15 to 20% cut this time after the state passed to 40. There's no way, guys, on this great earth of ours that any of us people here are ever going to be able to sell our homes for what these guys have got these evaluated at. You know, it's just three-bedroom homes over $200,000 that were built in the 50s and the 60s. You're not going to get it now. Out in Williston, yeah, by golly, you'll get it, but not here. And that's what they're doing. So I think we need to do something in the form of a direct payment. For some reason, it's all right for USDA to give it to the boys out there plowing the fields, but for some reason, if you're a middle-class worker, state of North Dakota doesn't want to give you, send a check to your house like they do in the state of Alaska. That's the only fair way we're ever going to get it, because as long as I live here in Jamestown, they keep raising the property tax or property values, I'm going to get zilch out of this.
We're going to be joined a little later on by Senator Cook and Representative Nathy. And the legislature's taking a lot of hits for what you're talking about, Bob, to say, hey, we're not seeing it. We're not seeing enough of it. And one of the reasons is because of what you described. Okay, yes, the relief came from state to the local subdivisions, but my property tax went up because my valuation went up. Do you want, Bob, your valuation to go down? If we hired the best appraiser in Jamestown, would you say, hey, put my valuation down. I want it to be lower.
Well, no, I just want it to be fair. This is obvious of what they're doing. I mean, we're inflating values here. We don't have the oil boom in Jamestown. You know, we're going to get an ethanol plant, and we're going to get an anhydrous ammonia plant, and that'll temporarily will raise, put pressure on the real estate market for these people to buy homes. But once that's all settled in and stuff, then it should go back to normal. But I just want it to be fair, Scott. That's all I want. I mean, because this is real obvious what they're doing.
Well, Bob, there's never a new normal, though. That's the problem. First of all, evaluations are never going to go back down. Once they get those jacked up, they're going to keep those jacked up. And you mentioned the check from, like they do up in Alaska, which I don't want to see the state of North Dakota paying a check. You know what? Just don't take my money in the first place.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, then we got to look at other types of tax reductions than knowing. Maybe it's the state sales tax, maybe it's the state income tax or something, but it just seems unfair that some of them are just getting big advantages, big money, and then some of us living here, like where I do here, we're being taken to the cleaners.
See, Bob, you do want something for Christmas.
He does. He wants property tax reform. Now,
hey, guys, I'm 57 and I'm retired, so I see what's happening already on a fixed income. So everything's going up except my retirement.
I want to know who you blame for unfair appraisals. You say the evaluations. Who is it? A city of Jamestown problem? Is it the county? Who's the culprit here?
Well, the school is always going to go up a little bit. You know, I mean, you got teacher salaries and everything else, so the school is always going to is going to be a little part of an increase every
year.
Yeah,
but you nailed it. Your teacher salaries go up, but your pension. How's that relate to the teacher salary? That's not going up.
That wasn't my question. You're talking about spending. I'm saying, who is to blame for valuations being unfair?
Well, I really can't. I haven't looked to see really. Well, I'll get my tax statement. Usually we get them before Thanksgiving. We didn't get them yet this year from Stutzman County. They're supposed to be coming out shortly. So I'll be able to pull out last year's and pull out this year's. And then I would be able to go line by line for you guys, which you're,
But again, though, I think, sorry, Bob, we're up against the break, but I think you're talking about who's taking most of my money. I'm talking about you don't like the value, you don't like the valuation process, and I'm saying that's where maybe the flaw is. Appreciate the call. He wants property tax reform. We'll add it to the list.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Here it is, the final week before Christmas. Have you found that perfect gift? Max can help. The Christmas sale is in progress now. Find an SK 7-piece screwdriver set or a 2-piece locking plier set for only $19.99. Buy a Max gift card for $100, we'll give you a $20 gift card free. Celebrate the savings at Max Christmas Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. This segment of the program, What's in Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with North Dakota State Representative Mike Nathy and North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook concerning
property taxes.
In the meantime, we want to know what you want for Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
800-228-0550 is, so you just said the numbers, didn't you?
Yeah. Bob wanted property tax reform for Christmas.
He did.
Dirk and Richardson, what do you do? What would you like?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to touch base, and I have a situation that happens to be one of my friends down in Hazleton, and she applied for Toys for Tots in Bismarck, and she doesn't have email. She doesn't have internet at home. She went to the public library to sign up for Toys for Tots, and they sent her a email letting her know when the distribution dates were through her email. Like I said, she doesn't have internet or email at home. She's low income, and I don't understand why a organization would send a response back when the distribution date are in an email when people with low income don't have internet.
So that sounds like a job for radio. All you're saying is we need to tell people when the distribution is going to be for Toys for Tots?
Maybe a phone call?
Well, sure.
Maybe something else besides an email.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do you know who is there somebody in particular that is handling Toys? And this, by the way, where was the city where she lived?
Hazleton.
So I wonder if that's Toys for Tots Bismarck? Would that be Toys for
Bismarck,
Tots?
Bismarck, yes.
Bismarck, okay.
And,
so.
And we called Bismarck, and they said, we can't do anything for you this year. You have to wait until next year. I'm worried about her kids.
Of course. Well, why don't we figure something out for her this year, and then meanwhile we'll ask the folks from Toys for Tots to improve the process a little bit and ask them to come on the program.
That would be great.
Could you, Dirk, could do me a favor? Aaron is the guy that answered your phone call. We'll put you on hold. Aaron will get your information. And then if you could just let him know, you know, how we connect with her, we'll see if folks want to help this woman out. And she's in Hazleton, you said. What's her first name?
Her first name?
Yeah.
Her first name is Maris.
M-A-R-I-S?
M-A-R-E-T-T-A.
Oh, Maret.
Maret.
Okay. Maretta. All right. So Maretta in Hazleton is who we're going to help out here. And she has how many kids?
Too.
Well, you're her angel, Dirk, so appreciate you calling and get that information to Aaron. Meanwhile, Steve, do you know the Toys for Tots folks, Todd? Do you guys, have we had them on before here?
No, you know, there's been a changing of the guard since I last.
Yeah, they've rolled over. I had them on last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've had them on in the past, but there's been a changing of the guard at least once, if not twice, since I've last.
Well, the new guard needs to know the following call letters, KFYR.
Well, no kidding.
Give us a call, and we'll figure that out. Appreciate it, Dirk. Nice of you to do that and chat with Aaron. Mike and Dickinson, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I'm a couple of dollars ago. I really don't need anything, you know. Get to that point in your life where you just want to have your family around and want them to be happy, right?
No kidding. I always tell my kids, do this. My wife said, she sent me a text, because that's how we communicate 90% of the time these days, when she's in one place and I'm in another. And she said, tell the kids all I want for Christmas is for them to clean their closets.
Good luck. Hey, my kids have moved out and they still haven't cleaned their closets up. They've got all their stuff.
You give up on that one. And all I tell them, write a letter. Just give me a letter and just, you know, so I can look at it when you're walking down the aisle and crying my eyes out. I don't want anything under the tree either. I'm completely with you. Anything else besides that, Mike?
Well, yeah, I'd like to have property tax reform too. You know, the guy from Jamestown said, you know, that they don't have house values like we do out here in Dickinson. But before the oil boom started out here, we had reassessments, and my taxes doubled in 1 year. And I ran into one of our Stark County agents, and I said, what are you guys doing? I said, this is ridiculous. And he goes, why did we reassess your house? Don't you want your house worth $250,000 or whatever the crazy number was? I just was like, really? That's your answer to me? You know? And I'm like, I don't plan on selling my house. You know, I don't care. You can make it worth $500 million. that going to make me feel better? No.
Unless you're going to sell it, it doesn't do you any good.
That's like having an antique worth about, you know, a couple $100,000 until somebody throws it down on the table. You know, it really isn't worth that much.
But I've never told an appraiser, just kind of dial it back a little bit, you know? Because I always want the ability to have it be worth more. So it's this constant pull between what you want from the appraisal and what you want from the valuation. But I feel your pain, and both Senator Cook and Representative Nathan heard you as well. So we'll let them answer how to fix this, okay?
Yeah, that's a typical politician answer. You know, I was just beside myself. I almost
Hope these guys aren't typical politicians. We'll find out in a little bit here, okay?
Well, you guys have a Merry Christmas, and all three of you guys in the same room at one time must be interesting.
Is it, Todd? Are you ready to throw us out yet? Or you
no,
want,
heck no.
You want
I just think you guys are unrealistic in the cleaning closets thing. World peace is probably a little bit more attainable.
Who's next?
Depends on your kids. Mike, thanks for the phone call. Scott and Center, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Thanks for the show. What I want for Christmas is my legislatures, including Kramer, Hoven, and Heitkamp, to not cut veterans' benefits and keep their oath to the Constitution and throw out this president, because there are enough charges there to do it if they would keep their oath and do that.
All right. That sounds like a good laundry list, and we have at least one question there for Congressman Kramer, who will be here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Scott will ask the question about the veterans' benefits. Thank you. And let's go to Larry in Fargo. Larry, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, it's on the same line as the last guy. I want Congressman Kramer, Senator Heitkamp, and Senator Hoven to quit lying to us. Kramer and Hoven about being conservative, and Heitkamp about being independent. I want to hear some truth from them. But they know if they tell us the truth, they won't get reelected. Say, is Kramer calling in today, or is he going to be in person?
He's in studio.
In Bismarck?
In Bismarck, yes.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thanks.
Why were you going to stalk him if he was in Fargo or what?
Yeah.
You were going to go out and like do your one man tea party or what was it?
For him.
Pardon me?
I've got an award for him.
You have an award? Well, I'm sure he'd be. He's.
I'm afraid to ask.
Should we ask him? I'm making a list of questions for Kevin. Would you like to ask him when he'll be in Fargo next so you can present the award?
No, because odds are it'll be sometime when I can't get there.
All right. Well, we tried.
They only show up at senior citizen centers or during working hours, things like that.
Well, he's been doing these coffee with Kramers at all hours, hasn't he, Steve?
Yeah, he's hit a couple of those this week.
But he's here every week, so Larry, appreciate the call. And what are we asking for Larry? Do you remember? Do we have a question for
Kevin? How's that warm and fuzzy thing working out for you today, Scott?
How's the love? Do you feel the love yet, Todd?
Not anymore.
No? Did Larry suck the love out of the room?
Yes, he really did.
Larry, it's a downer. Debbie Downer, we're back after this. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back guaranteed. No questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, StopSmellNow.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You know what, Scott? I figured out what I want for Christmas.
What's that?
Christmas bumper music.
Wait a minute. This is a if you don't think this is Christmas bumper music,
was that?
Wait till the 26th. What was the song? Couldn't get it right. What happens the 26th? All the gifts go back. Yeah, that was
okay,
Christmas
fine.
Bumper.
That's why they call you the radio god. What's on your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
We've been asking our listeners what you want for Christmas. So far on the list is lower property taxes. The question is, does Santa come, or are you getting a lump of coal in your sock for those of you that want lower property taxes? That question for North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook, who represents Mandan, a Republican and chairman of the Senate Finance and Taxation Committee. How are you, Senator?
Just fine, thank you.
Glad to have you here. And also on the House side, State Representative Mike Nathy, who is a member of the Interim Taxation Committee. Representative Nathy is a Republican from Bismarck and the owner of the Bismarck Funeral Home. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you here. Now, are you guys ready for, the folks that are looking for lower property taxes? What are they? Are they going to get them? Are they getting them, Senator?
Well, I think we see a lot of people around the state. They definitely got them. Mandan, mine went down 25%. People I talk to are very happy. We've got substantial tax property tax relief. Not to everybody, though. We still know that there's people out there that didn't get as much tax relief, and there's some reasons why, and we're going to figure that out.
Mike, from your perspective, people don't sound happy to me. I mean, this fellow that just called from Jamestown and another fellow that called from Dickinson. And why do you think if they're getting relief? I'm looking at the front page of one newspaper in the state. Forum Communications has papers in Dickinson and Fargo, and they wrote Jamestown, too. They wrote a headline, taxes drop across metro, speaking of, Fargo, Dilworth, West Fargo, that area. But people don't sound happy to me. Why aren't they happy? Have you not? They don't think you've given them enough.
Well, I guess I would take issue with that. I think at least the people I've talked to here in Bismarck in my district, they're extremely happy with what we've given. And as Senator Cook said, not everybody has received it, but I think overall people have gotten significant property tax relief. And all you have to do is take a look at your statements. In Bismarck, we got 19% property tax reduction, and that's after a $85 million bond vote for new schools. So really, Bismarck kind of got the best of both worlds, a significant reduction in property taxes and some new schools. So, you're looking at Minot minus 25%, Fargo minus 24 to 25%. It is out there. So, but I don't dispute that there's some good people that are not feeling the relief. But I think overall the majority of people are getting it. And we have a lot of work to do. It's not perfect. But I think we're going in the right direction.
Senator Cook, there seems to be still that groundswell that you hear it, people complaining about it. Where is that disconnect? Who's complaining about not getting enough property tax relief? Or maybe it's because they wanted reform rather than relief.
Well, and we're definitely going down the road of reform. We've had reform in the past few sessions, but first off, you know, a property tax statement, I think a lot of people, there's special assessments on there. They look at other things and they don't see the relief. And, generally, I will not, if I'm going to visit with somebody about their property tax, we start with looking at their tax form and making sure there's an understanding of the form. We had a caller earlier today, I heard that, talking about the assessed value. The first principle in sound tax policies, it's got to be fair. And we have some work to do here. And property taxes, of course, start with an assessed value. That term eventually becomes your taxable value. It's a subjective number. And if people don't think their assessed value is fair, they're not going to think the whole tax is fair.
Well, that brings up another point, though, because with the assessed value, what's going on, especially in western North Dakota, but the growth across North Dakota in general, because you're seeing some of those valuations going up in the eastern part of the state because of what's going on in western North Dakota, how do you get a handle on that assessed value? Because I think what people look at is you get out to western North Dakota and you start seeing a market value and then a taxable assessed value, and usually there's a market value that's higher than the assessed tax value, but that's not always the case these days.
That's not always the case, but just because somebody's assessed value or market value goes up 20% does not mean their taxes have to go up 20%. Local government has the right and the responsibility, quite frankly, if everybody's assessed value goes up 20%, to lower the mills. That's one of our disconnects. That's what's not
happening. That's your local control.
That becomes a spending problem.
But, and Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. Excuse me, Representative Nathy. The House passed some pretty strong reform. I remember Jim Casper's piece. I remember Mark Owens from Grand Forks had a great piece, and I think you combined them in the end. Dwight, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys kicked it and killed that. Why, were you disappointed, Mike? Because that was the reform that a lot of people are talking about here, isn't it?
It is, and it's a reform that we're taking a look at in Dwight's committee. And you know, sometimes these issues do need a little bit more study and a little bit more look at. But obviously, we're getting more in depth in Dwight's.
I was ticked, though. A lot of people were ticked about that.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was finally the control that would go with all the money you've been given.
Right.
Scott, we put control mechanisms on school districts. That's easy to control. When you talk about counties and cities, it gets much more difficult because they have so many other sources of revenue, and one of them is special assessments. And so if you all of a sudden you control what they spend on, what they can do with their budget with like property tax dollars, then you just see a movement over to special assessments. And that's the most egregious tax out there. We got to get the taxpayers themselves voicing their opinions, and that's the reform that we went down to. 2011, we required any political subdivisions going over a zero budget to put an ad in the paper saying, we are raising your taxes. Nobody showed up.
Did you finish on what you wanted to say, Mike?
Well, and I wanted to say, too, you're talking about valuations. What we did last session was really quite significant. I have some information from the state tax department. Property taxes compared to last year, before valuations kicked in, showed Bismarck had a 26% decrease in taxes, Fargo minus 25, Grand Forks minus 21, Minot 23%. In their property tax, and Williston minus 32% in their property tax before valuations were put onto that. So again, as Dwight says, it falls down to the local level, and this is where people, and I wrote a letter in July about it, this is where the public must stand up and take responsibility about who they're electing in these seats. And when you take a look at your property tax statement right now, the majority of that property tax relief came through the K-12 funding that we passed. And you look at your city and counties, you will see either stagnant or a tick up with their spending. So if people aren't happy with how the county and city, that their increases, they need to call them. They need to find candidates to take their spot. I mean, again, we can only do so much. Property taxes sit and reside at that local level, and that's where it must be taken and addressed.
We're talking with North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook and North Dakota State Representative Mike Nathy concerning property taxes. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, John in Jamestown, what's on your mind today?
How you doing?
Good, John. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to second Bob's opinion here from Jamestown. The folks in Jamestown here are just getting choked with property evaluations. Quite frankly, 3 or 4 years ago when they lowered, or the state did kick in, I saw my assessment go up $23,000 on my residence in 1 year. Normally, it had gone up $3,000 to $4,000. So my question is, you know, nobody came to my house, nobody looked at my house. Who has this power to arbitrarily set these values at it when they don't even inspect the property? So we're just not seeing that.
We're going to direct your question. We're going to say, hang on, John, because if you have a follow-up here, I want to ask you something that I asked the earlier caller from Jamestown, but his question, Senator Cook, probably best directed at you on how you go back to, you know, that process you're talking about reforming.
And, John, he's hitting one of our challenges right on the head, the nail right on the head here. We've got over 1,000 assessors in the state of North Dakota. They're all supposed to do it the same. We know that's not happening. We got two different levels of assessments as far as the education they have and the license they have. We have a bill before the interim committee right now to make sure that everybody who's assessing property has to have the Class 1 license. I don't understand why in a county assessor has required 3 weeks of training, but the township assessors and some city assessors only need a couple of days. The level of assessment has to be the same. The person has to have the qualifications to do it. So we got to go down that road. But again, if assessments go up, that doesn't mean the property taxes have to go up.
John, I asked the earlier caller from Jamestown who he saw as the culprit, and quickly went into, well, the school spending more and the county spending more and the city spending more, and he went to spending. But spending is a separate issue than valuation. Who do you think is the culprit, in your case, in Jamestown, for, you know, the flawed appraisal?
I think what I think personally is the local governments look at this as an opportunity to basically bump up their revenue intake and hope that the property owner really doesn't notice it on the taxes. He's correct. My taxes remained about the same, but they should have gone down. I just know 15 years ago when I moved in, my taxes were around $600. I live in rural Jamestown, and they've gone up to $1,800 in 15 years. That's quite amazing to me. So I just wanted to second that.
We promised you a follow-up. Any other questions for Representative Mathey or Senator Cook?
No, just a comment. I think Measure 2 last time is probably going to come on stronger than ever. The politicians just have to stop giving the lip service and do something. And there has to be some responsibility at the local level.
Mike, you want to take that? Just a response that Measure 2 is inevitable now?
Well, I don't doubt that there's a group looking at Measure 2, but I do think that with the relief we're seeing in a lot of the bigger cities, that relief will take some wind out of their sails. And the article you referenced to Fargo, 20 minus 24%, I mean, that's a lot. That's a big property tax reduction. Bismarck, huge at 19%. So that may take a little bit of wind out of their sails. I don't doubt that there's people out there looking. You know, there's that small group that we talked about earlier that no matter what we do as a legislature, we could pass a bill that would reduce property taxes and cure cancer. They would not like the bill because anything short of abolishment, they will not be happy with what we do. So,
would you propose that for us? I'd like to see that on the floor of the next session.
If I could do that, I would. But you see what my point is, no matter what we do, it will not satisfy some people.
Who's next, Steve?
You know, Representative Nathy, the thing with the Measure 2, the big thing they were touting was the local control. You know, we've just had several callers that go talking back to that local control. It's on them.
Absolutely.
The legislature did their job. This does go back to local control for the same reasons that Measure 2 people were touting local control. But there's a disconnect there.
We have a minute before the break. Let's get Steve into at least your question. They're probably not going to answer it before the break. Steve, Fargo, for our guest, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, I'm going to talk to you from a whole different direction. I am a municipal tax assessor. I've been doing it for 25 years. And every time you assess somebody's house, they tell you you assessed it too high. And if you go down to the number they want when the house turns around and sells, it sells for close to what you said or what you thought it should be, or sometimes way more than you thought it should be. The problem is the house's value is going up. They keep going up. In 15 years, your property value is going to go up. I've only seen property values in 25 years go down once, and that was because of a major sewer problem.
Steve, would you do us a big favor and hang on? I want to let each of these two ask you a question because you know this is part of the problem, we think. Can you hang on?
Sure.
More after the break with Steve Bockett. I'm Scott Handel. This is What's on Your Mind. Senator Dwight Cook, Representative Mike Nathy, taking your calls as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Handel here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. Four decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime.
Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bock, and I'm Scott Hanlon, 800-228-0550. By the way, if you have a question or comment that you want to just get in and not have time to wait on the line to chat with us, you can always call 855-200-1776. Congressman Kevin Cramer here next hour for his weekly talk radio town hall and takes any and all questions. So 855-200-1776 if you want to get in early for Congressman Kevin Cramer. We continue our conversation with Steve in Fargo, who is an appraiser. You're an appraiser or an assessor? What's your job again, Steve?
I'm an assessor. My job is to put the tax rolls together for a community.
All right, and did you get to finish what you wanted to say before I have Senator Cook ask you a question or respond to your earlier comment?
I will make one more comment and ask him a question.
Okay.
First of all, the state law requires that we assess property to retail value, sale value, to market value. And if we don't and our numbers come in for instance, our sales numbers come in way out of whack, where our sales numbers come in way higher than we are assessed, either the county or the state can come in and change our valuation. So we have to keep it fair for the whole state. We are supposed to keep as close to market value as we can get. And markets are going up. That's why values are going up. Now, question for the senator. State law says that we are supposed to have all of these records available for viewing at the courthouse and online. Yet the state, after passing the law 2 or 3 years ago, has yet to come up with a system to do it. Why?
Well, that's a very good question, and I've been asking the tax department that question also. They are just about in the process now of finishing all of the internal work they had to do to bring what we passed in 2011, get it up and working. And it's long overdue. It's certainly going to improve the system out there. It also gives them the tools to actually go out and do some audit with assessors so that there can be an ongoing educational program.
Sounds like we need a new tax commissioner. Oh, we have one. Never mind.
That was a major piece of legislation, and it was a substantial amount of work for the tax department to get that up and running. But I got a question for you, Stephen.
Before you ask him, did you want to respond, Mike, to his question?
Let Dwight go, then I'll.
Okay, you had a question for this is Stephen.
Stephen, and thank you for calling. And this is a conversation we got to continue to have, and we're working on it during this interim. But what do you tell the homeowner who's got an appraisal from his bank? He wants to refinance his home, and the bank appraisal of what that market value is less than what you have assessed it for property tax purposes.
If that happens, my operating procedure is if the bank says that's what it's worth, I'll go with that number. I will adjust their tax value to the bank number if they have a legitimate appraisal. Now, in 25 years, a couple times I've got some fake appraisal. But if it's a legitimate appraisal, I'll take the number. I'm not going to, if they did a true market study to figure out what the house is worth, then we take the number.
See, this is one thing. This is not uniform throughout the state. I have a whole lot of constituents in Mandan that, they claim they got an appraisal from the bank that's worth less, and they won't consider that. I appreciate your answer. I think that's the right solution.
Is that good reform?
These are some things we got to talk about.
But you're saying that's not uniform across
the
state?
That's not uniform. No, it's not.
I also think, Scott, part of the problem with evaluations and assessors is the lack of communication between the assessor and the property tax owner. I get my statement. I see all of a sudden my property goes up, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, whatever it is, $20,000 with no explanation as to why it went up.
Do you talk to your do you talk to folks about the number, Steve?
Okay, let's talk about what the law is right now. If I raise the value of somebody's home more than $3,000, I have to send them a letter before the assessment meeting in April. If the homeowner doesn't believe the assessment is correct, Their procedure is to first contact me. If I don't satisfy them, they contact the county. If the county doesn't satisfy them, they contact the state. And someplace along the way, somebody's going to change the number if they have a legitimate complaint.
Hey, Steve, would you do us a favor? I'm going to put you on hold and have Aaron get your contact information. Maybe we can have appraisers and assessors and some folks in to have a little bit of a roundtable here soon and talk about this in great detail. You've been very helpful today. Appreciate the call very much. Just talk to Aaron, and we'll do that. Who's next, Steve? We just have about a minute and some left. Let's get one more in
here.
Let's
get John in real quick in Williston. John, quickly, what's on your mind today?
I was just wondering about whatever happened to the income tax the income tax relief we're supposed to get years ago. It always said it was going to be on the way at 30%, 40%. The state income tax that we have, I don't understand why we haven't had one compared to Wyoming, Alaska, Texas. All those, some of them not as oil rich as we are now.
Hey, John, good question. Sorry to cut you off, but we only have about a minute left, so I want him to answer. Why is there an income tax in North Dakota?
South Dakota doesn't have one. They have a sales tax on virtually everything you buy, including services. I believe in a three-legged tax stool. Income tax is probably the most complicated tax, and we've cut the income tax each of the last three sessions, both personal and corporate, so you should be seeing some income tax relief. The rates have been greatly reduced. they're to the point now where I don't know if there's much more we can do in reducing them. We're going to have a serious question, I'm sure, in the next session about whether we should eliminate income tax or not.
10-second final comment from each of you, Representative Mason.
I just think the public should focus their energies on where the problem lies with property tax, and that's at local government.
Yeah. Road to Perfection is always under construction. We're going down that road yet. We've got a lot of work to do, and I'm excited about what we're going to get done in this next interim for reform.
Thanks, guys. We'll have you back. Appreciate it.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. When we come back, Congressman Kevin Cramer, our weekly radio town hall. Coming up next, it's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman, Scott Hannon.
0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.